broadcasting from the Highway 40 studios in Tioga, North Dakota. You're listening to Talk of the Town with Jim Prather. Join the show live anytime, 701-664-KTGO. That's 664-5846. Or email the show, ktgo@flagfamily.com. And now, here's your host for Talk of the Town, Jim Prather.
Hey, good morning. Great to be here. It's going to be a wonderful day. We're looking at a nice and sunny sky, about 64 degrees. Got a ways to go, though, before we get there. We're at 27 degrees right now in Tioga. Whiter's reporting the same. So is Watford City and Powers Lake, along with Berthold this morning, all coming in at 27. A little bit warmer in Ray and Stanley and Crosby, and also Wild Rose and Ross and McGregor and Minot, along with Alamo this morning, because they're reporting 28 degrees. Williston and Bismarck, Epping all coming in at 30. So is Granora, along with Noonan and Columbus. And we have unbelievably warmer temperatures in the eastern side of the state. 37 now in Grand Forks. And it looks like Fargo is coming in a very warm 43 degrees this morning. And I'm very happy Wednesday morning to you, Spence. Great to have you on the other side of the microphone this morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
How was your evening? Did it go pretty quick for you?
It went fast. It definitely did. Before you know it, the alarm this morning kind of went off a little bit quicker than usual, it felt like. But no, it's good to kind of spring out of bed and kind of get, like you said, the get this temperature going. I feel a little bit like the summer months coming ahead, so it's nice of a little preview coming up. But, no, it's great to be here. It's already Wednesday. I can't believe that. So this week already is kind of just jump-starting.
Yeah, the days are moving right in. I mean, it's 7 days into April already. Before you know it, we'll be going, wow, happy 4th of July, my friend. North Dakota Highway Department reporting normal traffic, good road conditions around the Tioga area at this time. That's always nice to know. And by the way, coming up this morning at around 7:35, we'll have the opportunity to have a little chat with Brent Schaff. He's the creative director for Hooked Up Enterprises. He'll be sharing some information on that upcoming Rodeo Minot. It's not a one-week event. It's a two-week event. And it's coming up soon. It's coming up this weekend and next weekend at the All Seasons Arena in Minot. So looking forward to finding out more about that rodeo event in Minot. Tomorrow morning, we get to check in with Jamie Kelly again. He's the managing editor of the Williston Herald and Plains Reporter. Get an inside view of what those guys are doing. It's kind of fun to be able to get into the minds of the newspaper industry and see what they're working on. They've got some big stories coming out. They always do. Friday morning, Taryn Bergstrom, NCCHR manager, public relations director, member of the Ray, North Dakota Chamber of Commerce, even Tioga Chamber of Commerce, will be on the program. She'll share some details on some upcoming events and activities in Ray. And they've got some fun things coming up for sure. And then on Friday morning at around 7:35, we'll have a moment to chat with Carter Longy and Virgil Lewis about the KTGO softball and baseball season, which is coming up here. Those guys are the play-by-play announcers for the upcoming KTGO high school girls softball and boys baseball seasons. We'll be doing games of the week, believe it or not, coming up here starting Friday. So definitely looking forward to that. Meanwhile, Spencer, why don't we get into this morning's national anthem, our Star-Spangled Banner on KTGO, the flag.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Our Star-Spangled Banner this morning here on Talk of the Town as we broadcast live from the Highway 40 studio in Tioga. Looks like Battleview has 26, as does Kenmare. Bowbell's coming in at 27. Flaxton coming in at 27. Palermo coming in at 28 this morning. And our good friends over in Blaisdell enjoying 26 degrees this morning. Let's check out some news stories this morning as we get into this Wednesday, the 97th day of the year. 268 days left in 2021. And this segment is being brought to us by our good friends at Red Rock Auto in Watford City. Tell you what, that's where you go to get those really good deals in a very comfortable, hassle-free, no-pressure experience. You get to do it all on your terms. What a great concept. Red Rock Auto, 1212 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. The North Dakota Supreme Court plans to resume in-person oral arguments coming up in June. In-person arguments will be subject to parties agreeing to appear physically. Maybe they'll have social distancing. Maybe they'll, you know, wear a box of masks. But maybe they'll get together in one room there. If either party wants to appear remotely, the proceedings will be conducted entirely electronically. District courts will have discretion to conduct proceedings remotely. Some courts may decide to increase in-person appearances, but available facilities and local restrictions will dictate how proceedings are conducted. The Supreme Court also is considering making some pandemic protocols permanent, such as allowing defendants to plead guilty to Class C felonies in writing without appearing in court as long as they wear a mask and social distance. I added that part. The justices have met in person occasionally for case conferences, but they haven't met for any hearings. Yesterday, North Dakota's Republican-led legislature passed a bipartisan bill to recognize Juneteenth as a ceremonial holiday in the state of North Dakota. North Dakota is just one of three that doesn't observe it in some way at this point. Juneteenth, also known as Emancipation Day and Freedom Day, commemorates when the last enslaved African Americans learned they were free in 1865 in Galveston, Texas, where Union soldiers brought them the news 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation. Although North Dakota legislation would make June 19th a state-recognized holiday, it would not be an official paid holiday for state employees, something backers said likely would have hindered the bill's passage. The House passed the bill 70-22 yesterday. Senate endorsed the measure 44-3 in February. The legislation now heads to North Dakota Governor Burgum's desk. He's expected to sign it. None of the legislature's 141 members are black. According to census data, North Dakota's African-American population has more than tripled since 2010 to 25,000, but still makes up only about 3% of the overall population. We've got more news stories we're following this morning. It is 6:15. We'll take a quick break. We'll get into Loose Tales. We'll be back with more in just a few. KTGO The Flag. Great to have you listening in this morning. They were shining there for you and me, for Liberty, Fernando.
Broadcasting from the oil capital of North Dakota, this is AM 1090, KTGO Tioga.
Daniel Elton John entered the U.S. Top 40 chart on this date in 1973 with that song. And a very good morning. It's 6:22. We continue to follow some news stories that we're covering this morning for you on this Wednesday morning edition. This segment is being brought to us by Tioga Cashwise Foods. They're number one in low prices. Very strong tradition of community caring. They provide service and support to the area. They know the importance of being involved, and they do give back. They focus on fighting hunger. They invest in our youth, and they promote healthy living. They proudly support the community of Tioga and beyond. Tioga Cashwise Foods. Firefighters are making headway against a blaze in Theodore Roosevelt National Park here in the state of North Dakota. The fire in the park's north unit tripled in size on Sunday, threatening park staff housing, maintenance buildings, and the CCC campground. That the blaze is 45% contained at this point. Fire has consumed about 5,000 acres, or nearly 8 square miles. The campground, other infrastructure, and some private homes on the fire's north end remained at risk. Federal forestry officials have closed more areas of the park, including that CCC campground, the Summit campground, and several trails, along with the Summit Overlook. Emergency restrictions have been issued on fires and shooting in all of National Forest lands in North Dakota County since conditions are ripe for fires. Wildfires have burned more than 47 square miles in North Dakota this spring. Fewer than 15.6 square miles burned all of last year. Meanwhile, burn bans across the state carry hefty fines and penalties if they're violated. A penalty for a violation of a burn can lead to a Class B misdemeanor, 30 days in jail, and a fine of up to $1,500. And it is noted that there have been some civil lawsuits against people who have started fires for property damage along with loss. Badlands Search and Rescue Service still holding a drive to collect supplies for the tenants displaced by the Easter Sunday fire at the Hawk Estates Apartments in Newtown, as well as the departments who responded to that fire. The drive is from 5 to 8 at Brady's Towing in Watford City, according to the group's Facebook page. Organizers are looking to collect food, toiletries, and other supplies for the tenants, and food and water for the emergency responders. Biden is touting how many jobs he plans to add with his latest spending bill, but there's a catch. The number his team cites is wrong, and the job losses are being overlooked. Biden's transportation secretary already had to walk back claims that the $2.2 trillion plan would create 19 million jobs. It turns out the Moody's project that Secretary Buttigieg has been referring to, even without the costly plan, 16.3 million jobs would already be added to the workforce. Biden's push for modern jobs like solar and wind may also create some casualties. Consider a lot of pipeline workers, folks that have been on the welding trail for about 40 years. They might have a little bit of a tough go trying to switch gears along the way here. And all the jobs that Biden is talking about doesn't necessarily involve any of the skills that those people have had for the past 40-plus years. Meanwhile, in the 2 weeks since Biden put her in charge of diplomacy aimed at reducing the crush at the border, Kamala Harris has yet to visit the border or meet with Northern Triangle leaders. She's not responded to the invitation to the attorney from Arizona who invited her to tour the state's border to get firsthand insight into what the grounds down there are experiencing. White House has touted Harris's broad portfolio, which includes selling Biden's policies, but so far, her role in solving the border crisis has yet to take shape. Biden administration looks into what executive action can be taken to cancel student debt. Democrats say minority students would disproportionately benefit. Research shows wealthier college-educated whites will benefit the most. benefits from mass loan forgiveness are skewed towards the rich. That's according to their analysis. Top fifth of households in student loans for every loan. Looks like they hold about $3 in student loans for every $1 held by the bottom fifth of the students from wealthy families, who tend to borrow more than students from poor families because they tend to choose more expensive private colleges. Biden is expected to tout the number of jobs with the jobs plan today. White House refused to answer any questions yesterday on the proposed cost of the plans. He's planning to spend about $2.25 trillion on the estimated 2.7 million jobs over the next 10 years, which would work out to cost about, well, $830,000 per job. Let me repeat that. It would cost about $830,000 per job. Instead of addressing the costly plan, Press Secretary Jen Psaki insisted inaction was not an option and that we must outspend China. Sunshine 64 today, clear sky tonight, low of about 32. Sunshine coming up tomorrow, warming up to about 67. Then on Friday, I see snow here. Spence, do you realize we have a 10% chance of snow coming up on Friday morning at around 7 a.m.?
I'll take 10%. That's not
bad. I was going to say, yeah, you know, precipitation is precipitation, right? It's that time of the year where you might see it come down, but it's not going to last. Otherwise, my friend, it's going to be mostly sunny, about 50 coming up on Friday. Breezy, northwest winds gusting as high as 32 miles an hour. Can't get away from the winds, can we? Sunshine, 60 on Saturday. Slight possibility of, snow before 8 o'clock on Sunday morning. Then that snow might turn into rain and a mix of snow between 8 and 11. And then another slight chance of rain after 11. Otherwise, guess what? Partly sunny, 45 for the high on Sunday. And again, a little breezy, northwest winds increasing in the afternoon. Might gust up to about 31 miles an hour. Can't get away from that gusty wind, can we? Hey, it's almost 6:30. KTGO, The Flag.
I'm Liz Klayman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Dallas Fed President Robert Kaplan says the U.S. economy still needs support from the Fed. Kaplan says there is reason to be optimistic about the future, though it's his view we're not out of the woods yet. British Airways and Virgin Atlantic are pushing the U.K. and U.S. governments to allow passengers to travel between the two countries without COVID tests or quarantine. The Wall Street Journal says they are proposing travel based on CDC guidelines that vaccinated passengers can fly safely. Patreon, the online company that connects musicians with fans, is now valued at $4 billion. It recently raised more money from investors. Diamond sales have slumped in the pandemic. Anglo American, which owns De Beers, says business is currently down 20%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Finally, spring has arrived, and so have all new UNTUCKit styles. Check out our new wrinkle-free shirts that every guy needs as the weather warms up. And don't forget our famous polos, the official shirts of spring. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked and will look great as we get back to the things we've been missing, like dinner with friends, reuniting with family, going on vacations, and yes, even heading back to the office. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn untucked. Use code TAKE20 for 20% off your first purchase at untuckit.com.
Mitch Anthony here with today's Daily Dose. Years ago, an author named J. Wallace Hamilton wrote a book titled Riding Wild Horses. Wild horses are emotional impulses that, at face value, appear to be negative and destructive. And if these impulses are not ridden with discipline, they do become destructive. Look at anger, fear, ego, and jealousy. These are wild horses with negative connotations, but a tremendously positive upside if properly channeled. Anger is regarded as negative, yet when one channels it properly, as with righteous indignation, social ills are cured and justice is done. Look at ego. We've all witnessed the destructive forces of egotism. But do we want to drive egotism out of mankind? No. We would kill the drive to accomplish great and glorious things. Jealousy, Shakespeare called the green-eyed monster. It, too, is a wild horse that can be tamed. If we are jealous over the beauty of our world and work to protect it, we have tamed the wild horse. The destructive forces of life, almost all of them, can, with the right attitude, be turned into positive values. This is Mitch Anthony reminding you once again that life is whatever you make it. The Daily Dose is proud to be sponsored by the R Extra Mile, a charity that uses your extra airline miles to help cancer patients get where they need to go for treatment. As my family has learned, being ill can take a toll not only physically but financially as well. With lost wages, chemotherapy, insurance deductibles, and travel costs, there is additional stress. The R Extra Mile is seeking donors of airline miles to help patients to find providers like the Mayo Clinic. You can help by contacting the R Extra Mile. Write gifts at rextramile.org, rextramile.org.
Welcome back. Join the show anytime, 701-664-5846, or email us, ktgo@flagfamily.com. You're locked into AM 1090 and 92.7 FM. This is the Talk of the Town with Jim Prather.
That is Blondie and Call Me. Song was certified gold on this date back in 1980. Good morning, 635. Got Jim and Spence here. And Spence will look at a few things that took place in history on this day. 1927, they were using phone lines. And an audience in New York saw the image of Commerce Secretary Hubert Hoover from Washington, D.C. in the first successful long-distance demonstration of what they were calling television. Nice little concept there. 1933, Prohibition ended in Utah. It was the 38th state to ratify the 21st Amendment. So lots of clinking glasses and cheers going on in that day, I'm sure. 1948, World Health Organization was established. A year earlier, in 1947 on this day, auto pioneer Henry Ford passed on in Dearborn, Michigan. Henry was 83. 1959, radar was first bounced off the sun from Stanford, California. That's an amazing feat. Just curious as to why they did it. 1966, the U.S. recovered a hydrogen bomb that had lost off the coast of Spain. That was a good thing. 1969, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously struck down laws prohibiting private possession of obscene material. 1978, President Carter announced that he decided against immediate production of neutron warheads. It's going to take a little time to think about it, he thought. 1984, the record for keeping a boomerang aloft, almost a half a minute. It went at 28.9 seconds. Amazing. On this date back in 1984, the Census Bureau reported that Los Angeles had overtaken Chicago as the nation's second city in terms of population. And I think they, you know, still beat out Chicago in that aspect of population even to this day. 1985, 72,000 real eggs and 40,000 candy eggs were used in the largest Easter egg hunt held in Homer, Georgia. 1987, President Reagan announced that the U.S. Embassy under construction in Moscow might be bugged. 1990, 150 were killed when an arson fire broke out aboard a ferry en route from Norway to Denmark. 1998, Mary Bono, widow of singer entertainer turned politician Sonny Bono, who was at one time married to Cher, won a special election to serve out the remainder of Sonny's congressional term. In 2003, U.S. troops and more than 100 U.S. armored vehicles rumbled through downtown Baghdad, and they toppled that 40-foot statue of the Iraqi ruler. And they captured that, and they still show that occasionally. And also, it looks like the U.S. witnessed and experienced its very first telephone strike on this date back in 1947. I'm not sure if the switchboard operators or somebody else, maybe the linemen or something, went on strike on this date back in 47. But it was on this date that that happened. So there you have it. A few things that took place on this date in time, in history. We don't cancel history here, Spence, on this program. And we don't cancel birthdays either. We've got our birthdays coming up at 6:50 and 7:50. And again, I must apologize. Yesterday, for some odd reason, I got so excited about the birthdays that are going on today, I kind of got a little over the skis, if you know what I mean, and I started talking about today's birthdays yesterday. I was actually wishing people that are celebrating their birthday today, happy birthday yesterday. How does that happen, Spence? Kind of got ahead of the skis a little bit there, but I think the special thing is they get to celebrate their birthday twice. And so coming up at about 6:50 and 7:50, it was almost like a dress rehearsal yesterday. So how I feel about it, but it's going to be fun. Vera and Alexander and Carly, get ready because, you know, we'll talk about your birthdays coming up today on the appropriate day that you were actually born. But again, things happen. Coming up at about 7:35 this morning, we get to check in with Mr. Brent Schaff. He is the creative director for the Hooked Up Enterprises, the company that's helping to promote that Rodeo Minot event, which is going to bring two full weekends of Western sports to the magic city of Minot this weekend and next weekend. So some great rodeo action coming up. Got to love that. We'll have some fun at about 7:35 with that one. And in case you haven't heard, maybe been somewhere, not sure where you would be if you didn't hear about this, but the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is being moved to Coors Field in Denver. Atlanta lost that game because of recent voter rules that changed in Georgia. Of course, that's in the national news. NFL is set to reportedly eliminate the Week 1 Monday Night Football doubleheader this season. I know you can't wait, Spence, on this one. The Friends cast will be reshooting their reunion special next week, so get ready.
I heard something about that, and you know, when they first announced it, I thought that was, you know, one of those things, you know, whatever, just talk. But yeah, it's going to be quite interesting of how they're going to do that, and is it going to be a series? Is it going to be just a 1 hour kind of special?
I bet it's going to probably be at this point, I bet they're just hitting a one and done.
Right.
They're not just going to have one of the stars back, but they're going to have all six of them coming back to the HBO Max project. So I bet they can't wait either, you know, them all together as a, you know, collective group again.
And you know it's not for the money because all the money that they make on the syndication and that. So I think they're just going to do it for the love of the fans. And like I said, I think they're, you know, it'd be nice to see what they, how they do it and if they kind of, you know, tie up some storylines and kind of just fill everyone in for what they've been doing since they've been off the air. So I'll check it out. I don't know if I'm going to, you know, kind of count down, but I'll wait for it, see what it's about.
Yeah, it's not like you'll be glued to the tube waiting for every second, you know, until it comes up. But yeah, I'm with you on that. It's, you know, it's going to happen. And if we can just kind of, you know, kind of let it happen, that'll be good. You know, talking about the NLB again, Texas Governor Greg Abbott received an invitation to throw out that ceremonial first pitch at the opening game of the Texas Rangers in Arlington. He did have to decline, he said, because of the decision to relocate the All-Star game. So he's holding strong, and I think he's probably doing the right thing there. And coronavirus pandemic has sparked a nationwide ketchup shortage. I guess it has restaurants scrambling to get a hold of America's most popular condiment, a report says, because there is an increase of dining out now, and there's a shortage of ketchup. So you would think that, you know, with all those different places that have the little packets of ketchup, you know, those things, they seem to last a lifetime. They got a real long shelf life or something.
Yeah, it's...
But, people will have to kind of watch their steak sauce and their other condiments. I mean, I've eaten at steakhouses where you'll, you know, nonchalantly put a little bit of 57 or, you know, A1 or something on there. Then you kind of glance down at the label on the bottle, and it says, like, 1952, maybe 56 or something. You know what I mean? Some of those bottles are kind of... I don't know. I've encountered that on occasion where you see some of the older. But anyway, you get what I'm saying here.
Oh, yeah.
Biden's trying to say that former President Trump lost about $217 million during his 4 years as president. Like he can't manage his money or something. I think what it is basically, I mean, the guy was pretty busy serving the country for 4 years and wasn't putting his needs in front of you know, the country he was actually trying to serve.
Well, my question is, why would he care? Why would Biden care?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know, like, you're president. You got a lot of stuff on your plate right now.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, for crying out loud. Put some thought into what's really going on. China launching its own digital currency. That's interesting. And what else is going on here? There's a company that's creating a super mask. It's a high-tech face mask that has noise-canceling earbuds, Bluetooth support, and a HEPA filtration system. I think I'll pass on that one. It's goofy enough. If you got to wear a mask, it's goofy enough. You imagine putting that thing on? That would be kind of crazy. Let's see what else. We got just a couple seconds here. I guess we're going to be getting into our Dakota Farm and Ranch report. But everybody knows now that Biden announced yesterday that anyone 16 and up will be eligible for vaccination starting April 19th. So that is coming up very soon. And looks like Chile's government apparently distributed some bad birth control pills. So far, they claim there was about 150 unplanned pregnancies so far. So with that, it's 6:47. Get into the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. Be right back with our birthday salute this morning. Great to have you listening in. KTGO The Flag.
Coming up next, Scott Ressler from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association joins me once again, and we talk about water condition next on the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report. The Dakota Farm and Ranch Report is your news source for all things farming and ranching. I travel throughout the Dakota Territory to bring you the most updated stories pertaining to our area. As a full-time cattle producer, I share in the passion that all egg producers have to raise quality products that feed the world. And I would like to invite you to be a sponsor of the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report and share in this passion. Call 701-255-1234. That's 701-255-1234 for more information to be part of our team. With the Dakota Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Scott Bachmeyer. Scott Ressler joins me from the North Dakota Stockmen's Association once again. We continue to talk about the dry weather most of us in the agriculture community are worried about. Up next, we talk about water conditions and the importance of good, clean water.
Are you seeing more and more people putting water lines in instead of relying on the dugouts and the dams out there? I mean, it's from the older days.
Yeah, it's crazy that you your asset, because now if you have those dugouts and dams, really now's the time to get them cleaned out and hire a guy to get them cleaned out because they're droughty. But if you believe in fresh water, which a lot of people have turned into that situation, getting that fresh water situation is ideal. And, you know, there's a lot of these rural water lines that a person could tap into, and it's hard to tell that generation above us that they need to pay a water bill, but that water is available and it's good source. And so I would seriously look at and some fresh water sources in the future. And there's cost share programs. Unfortunately, some of them you got to plan ahead. Yeah. But another lesson learned, if this drought continues, that we've got to be persistent to figure out, get a good water source to these cows.
You know, we've been pretty lucky. The weather's been absolutely perfect for what I consider calving heifers, and calving right now has been going really, really well for me. What have you heard across the state this way? I mean, are people all having the same excitement about calving but still worried about the drier weather?
Yeah, that is the message. Everybody is enjoying it, and no one has missed the snow. We had a little cold weather snap there for a little while, but that didn't even affect anybody's moods of calving. And so I think the only real issues we have is the regular calving troubles of a backward calf or a breech calf, but you're going to have those either way. But the idea of being able to go check cows when it's 35 above at night is a heck of a lot more enjoyable than below negative. So
you still go out and check? I thought you had cameras like the rest of us.
We have not got cameras yet. We've talked about it, but have not went down that route yet.
Scott Ressler from the Stockman's Association, appreciate your time.
You betcha.
Teardrops fell on Mama's note when I read the thing she wrote. She said, "We miss you, son, we love you. Come on home." Well, I didn't have to pack. I had it all right on my back. Now I'm 500 miles away from home.
Away. That's a good song. I remember playing that one years and years and, well, years ago here on KTGO back in the day, when we was playing country music. That is country singer, guitarist Bobby Bear. He celebrates his 86th birthday. And that was one of his signature songs. I believe it was 1963 that it was a top 10 hit on the country single charts. And definitely would become one of his big signature songs over the years. So happy birthday to Bobby Bear. And happy birthday to these fine folks in Tioga. We're talking about Vera Walla, also Carly Longy, and Alexander Pucani celebrating birthdays today in the Tioga area. And again, we shorted Jaron Ron and Derek Taylor in our 650 segment yesterday because we got ahead of our skis a little bit. So happy birthday belated to Jaron and Derek, and happy birthday on your official day today, Vera, and Alexander and Carly. We salute you. It's always a great day to have a birthday, and today is one of those days, that's for sure. You're in good company because you get to share a birthday with the guitarist from Jethro Tull. Mick Abrams turned 78 today. Singer-guitarist John Oates from Hall & Oates fame, that duo, 73 years of age. Country musician John Dietrich from Restless Heart turned 70 today. And remember that O.J. Simpson murder trial? Well, one of the attorneys, Christopher Darden, celebrates his 65th birthday. Some folks that were born on this day no longer with us include the columnist, radio announcer Walter Winchell, who did the voice work for that TV or, you know, some other narration work, but he was notable for The Untouchables. He did the voice work on that. Remember that TV host David Frost back in the day? He was born on this day in 1939. And let's see here. Somebody else was also born on this day. I know it's going to come to me sooner or later. They're actually still with us. Boxer Buster Douglas, that's who it is. He's 61 years old. And former California Gov, remember Jerry Brown? He's still around. He's 83. Other guy that kind of hangs out in California, drinks a lot of wine because he's got his own wine line, is that Francis Ford Coppola. He's celebrating his 83rd birthday. And if you've ever seen that motion picture, Rush Hour, and maybe that new version of Karate Kid, Jackie Chan, turned 67 years old today. I bet the guy is still in pretty good condition. He could do some pretty cool acrobatics and notable acting skill there. Meanwhile, Spence, won't be long before we get into our Hannity morning moment, and then we got the wrap of this hour, but we do have some fun coming up in the next hour when we get a chance to find out more about the Rodeo Minot, which is a twofold weekend event of Western sports coming to the magic city of Minot. Gotta love it. Got the Polar Plunge coming to the Williston area as well. We'll share some details on that coming up shortly. It's a great event coming to Williston in the near future. This is AM 1090, FM 92.7, KTGO, Tioga, North Dakota.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Border Patrol agents apprehended this Yemeni man who was at the southern border. Name on the FBI's terrorism watch list. The second Border Patrol arrest of a Yemeni national with their name on the watch list in recent weeks. And, you know, so what do they have to say for themselves now? Well, what if they committed an act of terror? Would they not have blood on their hands at that point? Because they're facilitating the law breaking, aiding and abetting. I thought that was a crime, aiding and abetting. United Sanctuary States of America. It aids and abets law breaking. The government of Joe Biden is aiding and abetting criminal activity here.
The conservative underground meets later today on the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, I'm learning so many great things about CBD from my team. Linda, for example, loves it for sleep and relaxation.
Sean, I can't say enough good things about this product, and it really has worked wonders. Gets all that anxiety out of my shoulders, and I go right to sleep at night after I take one of their sleep gummies.
She swears by it, as do many of my friends. It's a natural, healthy alternative to pharmaceuticals. By the way, ask your doctor, and I'll bet you're going to hear about the potential health benefits of CBD, and that's because it interacts with our regulatory system responsible for sleep and emotional response, inflammation, and even memory. The bottom line is CBD could be your natural path to better sleep, a calm mind, and discomfort after physical activity. They now have over 2 million customers, no prescription required. CB Distillery, the only source we here at the Sean Hannity Show trust. Just go to CBDistillery.com, enter the promo code Patriot, and you get my special discount. Just enter the word Patriot when you go to CBDistillery.com.
Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.
Oh yeah, 6:58. Never miss an episode of this program, Talking the Town Again. If you subscribe to our podcast, you simply go to am1090theflag.com and subscribe. You can search for Talking the Town in your favorite podcast app, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Google Podcasts. Here's something to consider if you happen to get into a eating contest. It could be fatal. Yep, it could be fatal. In Fresno, California, there was an amateur taco eating contest that turned disastrous after a 41-year-old contestant choked to death during the event. That was at a Fresno Grizzlies minor league baseball game back in 2019. The son of the person that died is suing, claiming that his father was not made aware of the risks and danger involved in eating at a eating competition. So there is a suit that names Fresno Sports and Events, the owner of the Grizzlies, and maybe more. The attorney said that professionals in the sport of competitive eating train physically to prepare to participate, but it's not always present in an amateur eating contest. And the conductors of this event should have made the risks known to the competitors and took, you know, maybe taken the proper steps to protect them. So since that didn't happen, there's a lawsuit. So note to self, eating contests, if not done properly, could be fatal. This is AM 1090, FM 92.7, KTGO Tioga.